It's that time of the year again when we reflect and anxiously think of everything we've done wrong and everything we want to do better.
My New Year's resolution is probably to clean out my closets.
My New Year's resolution is to quit caffeine.
Stop saying slay.
Try more of those like TikTok hair things.
To actually go to class this quarter.
To stop being friends with people that say my location has bipolar weather, because that bothers me.
To stop getting chores.
Find a really fancy
like is to improve my porch
every day. My New Year's resolution is to get into gymnastics.
These are some of our resolutions at WNUR News. But in 2022, a little under half of Americans made New Year's resolutions. The percentage who kept them, however, was around half of that. Other reports have found resolution failure numbers even higher. So how do we actually succeed?
So the whole area of looking at sort of how we form habits falls under this larger umbrella called self-regulation, right? Which just means how do we control our own behavior, right? So if I want the donut, that's me who's wanting the donut. And yet it's also me who's stopping me from eating the donut.
That's Wendy Gardner, an associate professor of psychology at Northwestern.
What's more important than the individual person is the environment that they set up for themselves. In other words, the people who are most successful at achieving their New Year's resolutions, say, are not the people who are best at resisting temptation, but are the people who are smartest at making sure they don't run into temptation. So the best thing you can do is to set up your environment for success, meaning if you are trying to eat more healthily in the New Year, stock your fridge with healthy snacks that you know you will enjoy and put them front and center so that as soon as you open that refrigerator door, what you see are fruits and vegetables, and hide all of the delicious things that may tempt you. The other thing you can do with your physical environment is to basically create a way that your environment reminds you what your goals actually are. I actually have an elliptical in my office, so it is the first thing I see when I walk in the morning. But I will also sometimes, you know, sleep in my workout clothes. So like when I get up, I'm like already dressed and I just have to put my shoes on, and my shoes are conveniently located by the coffee maker, right? So like, in other words, I can't escape these reminders of what past me wanted current me to do. 32 is getting like an accountability partner, someone who can help sort of nudge you and actually help you achieve your goals in instrumental ways. So the best accountability partners are not those who've already achieved the goal you have, right? I mean, I can sit in the morning and watch someone work out and be like, awesome, and drink my coffee, right? That doesn't make me more likely to be successful. What makes me more likely to be successful is someone who can be instrumental in giving me the time and the space to work out, or even just giving me the nudge to work out. And it's less costly for each of them to remind the other to do the thing than it is if they're solely relying on themselves.
So let's take our oddities editor, Allison, for an example.
Hi, my name is Allison, and my New Year's resolution is to get sexier.
It's not your typical New Year's resolution, but let's say Allison has set up her environment to make her feel sexier. Check. She's also got an accountability partner, like a friend, working towards the same goal. Another check. Then what seems like something that might be overwhelming to many of us is actually a really attainable goal. So how long should it take her to actually reach it?
Here's the thing. We don't know. So there's this myth in the world that it takes 21 days, right, to form a habit. And a researcher at Duke, she did a study. The range was 18 days to 254 days. In other words, right, it is completely idiosyncratic. It depends on the person. It depends on the goal. It depends on their environment. It depends on your strategies. Now, certain things can make it easier and therefore quicker, right? If you can loop your new habit into sort of an old habit, it's sometimes called habit stacking, that can make it easier. And I definitely want to set sort of small and specific goals, right? And in part, this is because we as humans, we find progress towards goals really rewarding if we perceive that we are making quick progress. And so what this means is if you are like, this year I shall write my honors thesis. That's huge, right? That is a huge goal. And yes, it's specific, sure. But you're not going to get that sense of progress, of speedy enough progress to make that goal pursuit continue to be motivating and meaningful.
So if Allison really wants to reach her goal, she might want to break it down. Step one, get a sexier mind. Read 7 books that help you learn about the world while also looking like a mysterious, cool girl while reading them. Step two, get a sexier look. Go through your closet and create outfits that make you feel your best, or whatever steps would achieve a personal goal of being sexier.
We should just pick the hottest, most confident, bad version of ourselves and be that for the rest of the school year.
But remember, forming New Year's resolutions is a tradition that started thousands of years ago. Common New Year's resolutions have often been framed by negativity, suggesting that something is wrong with ourselves. So if you don't meet a resolution or don't want to have one at all, don't beat yourself up over it. Goal setting can happen at any time and be successful, not just at the new year. WNUR's Ari Burnick said it best.
I don't really want a New Year's resolution this year because I feel like I need to stop like telling myself that I constantly need to be improved, you know, and healed. We don't need to be in our healing era.
For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.